just takes you further from me. You don't love me, no, no. Stop it! There should be a law. And no matter how you put me down, I love you more. I feel so helpless.
Baby, I need you.
And it ain't funny.
You know I need you.
'Cause deep down inside I know you're never gonna love me. You don't want me
something to me sometimes that goes, yeah, that's why I play. Those are bats.
Permit me to say, you'll get sad later.
But if they really came out, you'd really flip it. Okay. Because of exposure, too much exposure, this has lost all impact, definitely, for me, yeah. From being exploited, prostituted, yeah, from people using it as a coffee table, yeah, from people, you know, who hid behind it, you know. I am good and pure and the American flag, so. Yeah, so then it lost it for me. When I found out that Mount Suribachi was posed, I said, oh, they're weird. Yeah, that's right. What a putz I am. I started to take pictures myself. Yeah, you get five guys in the frame that artistically, of course it was pose, man.
What's got into you?
I said, oh, well. The blacklist country. That's a beautiful thing, like communism. That was a last vicious thing you did, and you're rocking it. And there's so many next vicious, but you're not getting it. That's it, yeah. Yeah. Communism, okay. I don't think communism, because, well, first I'll tell you why capitalism is the best. It's free enterprise. Right? Barter. Gimbals, if I could really rank with a clerk. Well, I don't like this, and how I can resolve it if it really gets ridiculous. I go, bring it, man. I will.
That's right. And you were, well, you're not expelled for throwing the president off the stage physically.
No, I wasn't.
What were you expelled for?
I was expelled for being with a group of people that threw the president off the stage.
Thank you.
process in the best system, man. Man, grooves it. But I'm not going to buy any time for Radio Free Europe.
Did you tell that group of people that another group of people had placed balls with balls in the laboratory that caused them not to function?
That was part of the story, yes.
Or was it part of your instructions or part of your police assignment to tell demonstrators in that city funny stories about how they could sabotage public laboratories?
I can't recall.
I believe at that meeting it was also you who suggested that grappling hooks and ropes be used to somehow stop jeeps that had barbed wire strung up on the front of them. That was not correct.
No, it's not.
Then what did you tell Rennie Davis?
I suggested to Rennie Davis and some other people that grappling hooks be thrown into the barbed wire as it was being strung out from the back of a truck.
Wire mechanism, that truck.
Right.
Now, people were asking for suggestions.
Protesting apartheid.
But you, an undercover agent.
You have to know that that happened.
Only person to suggest that a military vehicle be sabotaged.
Shanty towns have been constructed on over 100 universities, and 165 have pulled out $6 billion joining the divestment movement. So I said, I'll bet these activist students, a minority to be sure, are going to get involved in Central America. But there's no draft. So how are they going to do it? They're going to do it when the CIA comes on campus to recruit, because that is the war of Central America in the flesh.
Asking this, did you see Jerry Rubin throw an object at the police? If he says yes, then he can read this question and answer.
It seems to me that those are two separate situations.
Yes, Your Honor. I spent a great deal of time with these witnesses. I'm just trying to simplify.
I spent a great deal of time listening to
the University of Given, proud to be called. I mean, there weren't many people that we could use in the 60s. We couldn't go to, you know, the witch hunts of the 50s, World War II. We would have had to go back to the trade union movement in the 30s. It was lost to us. We had the feeling that it was all new. You know, you get the names mixed up, and you think it was all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know that something political happened back then. There is the legacy that you can go out and fight City Hall and you can win. There's about 3,000 students out there right now in America that see themselves as organizers first and students second. They see that is their education. That is part of what they want to do in life. They want to stop apartheid in South Africa. They want to stop the war in Central America. They want to make this country so that it's a country that attends to the problems of the least fortunate, not the most fortunate in the country.
I know that he is.
Look,
and I also know
you
have that this is a device,
your choice,
sir.
Of who you think should represent me? I made the choice of Charles R. Gary to represent me.
We're going to recess now, young man, but I...
Now listen, old man. You keep denying me what everybody...
For restraining Tommy Seal, the defendant Dellinger physically attempted to interfere.
I warned you, sir, that under the law.
Why don't you warn me to have the right to defend myself?
I warned you that under the law, this court has the authority to gag you. Now, I don't want to do that. Under the law, sir, this court has the authority to gag and chain you to your chair.
Gag? Youth reflect in their music, in their language, the way they dress, and their thoughts. And the nightmare, certainly.
I demand!
Unattached to the planet. Unattached to the past, the present, and especially the future. That's why I say, there's a possibility. If you don't go out and make the social changes that were begun in the 60s and weren't finished in the 60s, your nightmares might come true and you will be the last generation that you see in your dreams at night.
All right, well, I will tell you this. But since it has been said that they all support this man and what he is doing, that I, over the noon hour, will reflect on whether or not they are good risks for bail, and I will give serious consideration to the termination of that bail, Mr. Custer. If you cannot control your client,
sir. Defend myself in this trial.
Your Honor, they said this morning that they fully supported his right to defend himself. I have a lawyer of his choice.
Same decisions are there.
I guess that will have to be the price of
I urge you to think about this. We need young people in the front because young people have creativity, personal computers, energy. They understand MTV. You take somebody my age. I'm 50. I'll be 51 next year. Oh, God, be old. Older than my father, I hear.
Could I be able to cross-examine that witness?
They tell you you get wise when you get old. You know what you get? You get hemorrhoids. You don't get these ideas and thoughts when you're middle-aged, when you're young. That you get the ideas that you can change things.
Are you getting old, Mr.
Sir, you will be punished. I have warned you all through the trial.
You're plugged into the cultural communication. You have that one ingredient that is necessary for social change that you can't have at middle age or older. Young people are impatient. They want it now. You need that certain element. So I urge you to think about this. We didn't invent the cry of peace and freedom back then. We didn't write its final chapter. Seize this moment. Go out and make tomorrow better than today. I urge you to just say no. Just say no to dorks like Bork who want to bring us back to the 19th century. Just say no to student apathy. Just say no to apartheid in South Africa. Just say no to war in Central America. Say no to country. Just say no. Just say no to lying presidents like Ronald Reagan.
The trial judge was to have restrained the defendant by whatever means necessary, even if those means included his being shackled and gagged. According to the appeals court petition,
right on. Test the government, not the people. That's what democracy is about.
story about mystery, about terror, about mysterious terror and terrible mystery. It's a story about those things that go bump in the night, and about 5 minutes long. As you remember from last week's episode, our slippery sleuth had just cracked open a case and was kicking back for a little rest after uncovering the not-so-mysterious so-called onion ring. But little was it true that moments away, that same mile, something very unusual was happening to a not-so-certain Lucinda Cool Whip. And as you listen to what happened then, beware. Because you never know when you two, and you three, and you, the one with the funny hat, might have an personal experience that goes beyond what we would ordinarily call unusual.
Well, this country road sure is deserted. I wonder if it's going to rain. I better check the radio.
One portion of the deserted areas of our listening audience found UFO abductions. A record number of people claim to have met them personally. The aliens are said to have come to Earth in order to send a message, which abductees claim starts with the word "fly."
No, where's the weather?
It's cloudy tonight with a chance of glowing snow. Cloudy, sunny, high in the late 80s. In sports today, the Detroit Tigers swelled.
Near the grave. Yeah. Okay, Sally said it was just a mile past there. Maybe she meant that deserted tournament house over there. She's so bad at directions. I wonder if there are any signs around here. I could turn on the brights. Do not pass. Crop rings 2 miles. Green Street. Black Street. Tron Street. Grand Boulevard. Where's Plot Road? How come they're not going off? Why is everything all lit up all of a sudden? Oh my God!
People of Earth, you must hear us.
We are the people of North.
We offer short, mandatory vacation periods for victims. You will come with us, victim.
We will not harm you.
You must learn and remember our message.
You will enjoy your mandatory vacation period.
You will learn and remember our method.
Hey, let go of my arm! Oh, that's gross! That was the most unusual personal experience I've ever had in my entire life.
I hadn't had a case like this. It's my cousin Vinny's stag party. But I had to stop after 12-16 others. And not just because 13 is bad luck. I had taken more than I could have. About 2. When someone called me in the morning. About 2 in the morning. Just like my doctor said. It was a mysterious phone call, and I could barely make out whether it was a fraud or a ding at the other end of the line. Not your call tomorrow. What's it to you, Bowles?
Oh, it is you. Oh, it's so glad to call.
I didn't call. You called. Quit tasting my wine. I'm caught on the case of a trail. So if you're gonna bend my ear, keep it snappy. You mean Ligeti's boys? Don't worry about them. I got them so bugged you could start a Flutterby collection with them. Yeah, tell that to the Immigration and Naturalization Service, mister.
Stop to listen to me. They said that we're dead.
I didn't know whether my female friend was bluffing or just putting me on, so I lit another Trond and then bit off the filter. They're more nutritious when you chew them. What was the mysterious word she was trying to tell me? Time to let my fingers do the walking. And my butt do the sitting.
Communism. Anderson. Nelson. Smith, Twine, Tomlin.
London. So no one. 7.
Christ, it's 3 in the morning.
Hey, Vinny. Is that you? I'm on a case. And there's a case in it for you, if you'll help me out. Need words, Vinny. Mysterious words. Unusual words. At your neck.
What the hell are you talking about?
Look, it's this simple. You back my scratch and I'll scratch yours. I need words that would make a dame real antsy. Were she to hear them from an alien or something. Hypodermically speaking. We both know that Aunt Jemima gave you the 10-volume set of Mysteries of the Unknown for Christmas. Now, cough it up or I'm gonna have to get personal.
Wait. Them books ain't got nothing to do with Royd, Ultra Shady Detective, man. That's just all that stuff about, like, somebody... People all drawing the same alien, and I don't know, like somebody gets abducted by alien from the planet Nord and say the word Trump.
Well, okay, okay, thanks, but no thanks, Vinny, but write yourself a poster. You owe me one. I have set Vinny up for the tip. Let me down. I was a point to set me up. The upshot was that I was going to have to crack down. Happy graveyard shit.
Shh!
Put a lid on the wisecracks, Emporium owning Tony. Then a quick quote. Because business was good at his 25-hour, 366 days a year outlet. Headed for the gourmet on the wine tour. Top cheese. Difficult decision. I could barely hear myself think over the booming of Harry's business.
We have come in our vehicle for beers.
I'm gonna have to see some ID.
Is it the cop?
We are leaving immediately. Trondent has spoken.
Trondent? What are you guys talking about?
Top tip. Take a tip from the top. From the top-notch
I picked up enough
your car.
Your serviceman. Take a tip from the register.
That's
the tip.
What do I look like? An autographed copy of Sammy Davis Jr.? Yes, I can. Yeah, that'll be all.
Cars run smooth. Stretches out pilot. Makes the most of that go in the gasoline. Your service will tell you truth. Why AC spark plugs best for you? Because AC is the only spark plug designed with this strong. Take a tip. So
keep
fast.
No, they
get hot. AC's hot tip burns away power rotting deposits. Cleans itself.
To render Harry irresponsible. Power punch.
Look his words. Drop.
AC. T-I-O-N. That's AC.
I knew Harry would squeal. I decided that I would find a place where me and the bros could have a nice long talk and sleep.
Thank you.
while this TV commercial...
Some people claim that aliens landed on Earth over 64,000 years ago. Could there be evidence of this startling proposition? These are some of the mysteries that Ultra Shady Detective Man will never solve. So tune in next week when Ultra Shady Detective Man encounters the case of the strangely ordinary. Until then, I'm Guy Weaver. And you're someone entirely different.
Ultra Shady Detective Man in the Case of the Unusual Personal Experience was written and produced by Joe Petrell and Devin Cooper and was brought to you by B.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Beef, dear.
Ah, Mom, I don't like beef.
Well, neither do I, but... it's what's for dinner.
Mom!
Either you eat it, or you eat your own
meat.
Somehow, nothing satisfies like beef. So, whether you like it or not, it's time for more beef. Just shut up and eat it.
Just shut up and eat it. Time for more beef.
They're not closing, Captain. They're still too busy fighting each other, but we're not pulling away from them either.
Good. I don't want to lose them. Yes.
Kirk here.
Go ahead, Mr. Scott.
Hey, Captain, how long are we going to run at warp 8? We've got full deflector shields up, too. We cannot maintain this kind of shielding at this speed for too long.
I know, Scotty. Hang together down there a while longer yet.
We'll do what we can, Captain. Scotty.
Well, Bones, we got them to change their course. They're headed away from Federation-inhabited worlds now. That still leaves the problem of convincing them to leave us alone.
Well, I don't know what to suggest, Jim. I didn't get that far.
Great. Mr. Spock?
I don't know what to suggest either, Captain. At this point, the crucial issue appears to be whether or not...
A trick! I see through you now. There is no such thing as a United Federation of Planets. It was a lie.
Thinks we're a trick of the renderer, and the renderer believes we're a decoy cooked up by the Red Worm.
Each computer has been battling the other for so long, they can no longer trust anything. It is so in all extended wars. Truth is the first casualty, and the last one to heal.
Mr. Sulu, set in a course for Starbase 14.
Aye, sir. Detectors report both ships still heading out toward the galactic rim.
And according to sensors, still fighting with each other.
Thank you.
soon as she started reaching her climax, she told him, okay, now. And when she said now, he just took the gun to his head and bang. And she said, and killed himself. And she said, it was really groovy. Because, especially, she said, when she took the blood from his mouth, you know, because she was climaxing, and I guess he climaxed. That's what she told me, that a person climaxes when they die. She said that it was really groovy. She sucked the blood from his mouth, and it was warm, and she said, it was just too much, that I should try it sometime.
It, like, they think it's right to murder. They want to murder. Look at all the people, and they get a kick out of it. A sexual kick out of it. The whole thing, I think, is sick.
Mm-hmm. She said they wanted to do something to really shock the world. They wanted to take their eyeballs out and squish them against the wall. Really make it gruesome. They were glad that these people were celebrities. But she said the bigger things are yet to come. And they wanted to really make it gruesome then.
I showed her this picture of Elizabeth Taylor. And I was telling her how beautiful she looked, and she said that she deserves to die.
Sadie thought she was really pretty, but she had to destroy her looks to bring out the real beauty in her. She was going to poke out her eyes and take a knife and get it real red hot and put it on the side of her face so it would burn her. Sadie liked Tom Jones sexually, but they didn't like him really because, like, he was famous. He had political influence. As were Charles Manson didn't. And they thought he should, because they thought he was a great singer, better than Tom Jones.
She was getting cut with glass, sniffing my cocaine and pain. I like noses full of snot, dead things when they rot, belching just for fun and scum. And I want you to I like smacking little boys, breaking all their toys, needles in my arm and arm. I like spearing little dogs, eating little frogs, screaming in the night and fright. And I like you too. I like knuckles when they pop, screaming at a cop, bugs around my ears and tears. Slipping on some ice and lice. I like catching me the flu, snails in a stew, armpits when they're wet and sweat. And I like you too. On my tongue, sniffing monkey dung, scumbags of all sorts and warts. I like barfing on nice rugs, chewing little slugs, leeches sucking blood and mud. And I like you. I
walking in manure, coughing up some globs and flops. I like beating up some punks, odor from some skunks, smelling garbage burn and worms. And I like you too.
Hi, you're listening to WAMH in Amherst. Well, the Northampton Center for the Arts announces the opening of the exhibition for Arts of Ruth Sanderson. That's Ruth Sanderson in the East and West Galleries. The show will run until November 8th. Information about the show of Ruth Sanderson you can receive by calling 584-7327. This has been a public service announcement from the radio station WAMH.
I'm a superhero.
That's 89.3 FM no personal sacrifice.
Because that's what being a superhero. First I find Aunt May, and then I deal with the kingpin. Let's get it on, webhead.
Thank you.